You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Welcome to episode 942. So glad that you're with us. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope you get a tremendous amount of value out of it. It's always an interesting subject to talk about this.
To talk about people discharging their firearms at aircraft?
Yes.
Drones
in particular.
It's probably a good idea that Vic is not doing this show.
You get a little fired up about it.
He would get a little passionate.
Yeah,
as I'm sure most pilots would. When someone shoots at your drone, it's a problem. And it tends to be a problem in more of the south than the north for whatever reason, as most of the reports that I'm seeing are coming out of the south. And it also seems like there are a lot of reports coming out of Florida right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I will say what I like that I'm seeing so far before we play the question is I like that you're seeing more reports of gun owners arrested for shooting at drones. And it's not for this particular law. It's more of discharging a firearm inside a city limits.
Right.
So before we get into this too much, maybe we should just go ahead and play the question.
All right, let's do that.
Hello, Drone You. My name is Sebastian McShane, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and run Drone Dragon Video. I really, really appreciate your podcast and your videos. I usually watch them on YouTube or download the podcasts off of iTunes and listen to them while I'm at work on my full-time job. I currently am growing a drone business and find all of your information pretty much invaluable and a great resource for helping me grow my business. My question today is in regards to U.S. Code 18, Section 32, destruction of an aircraft facilities. It has been suggested to me by other drone operators that this code can also apply to drone pilots and drone operators. And I was wondering if I could get your take on that and if that does pertain to those of us who fly drones commercially. Thank you for all your wonderful podcasts, and I will keep listening and keep sucking up that information you keep giving. It's great. Have a great one. Thanks.
Appreciate that, Sebastian. Thank you very much for listening and for taking the time to send a question. And glad to hear that your business is growing and glad that we can be a part of that. Look forward to that continuing. So he's saying that he's heard that Code 18, Section 32 can be used for drones. Has that been established?
So technically, because drones were defined as aircraft earlier in this decade, that yes, it does apply. Yet we have not seen any federal prosecution or court case laying this out just yet, as it is very expensive to do so if you don't have a big reason as to why. And I will say, too, that many people know that we've done some trainings with some I have to be very careful how I say this. We have done some trainings with people who have authority to – I really got to be careful. Like, I'm like, how do I backtrack this? We work with people who have a very important position in this world in law enforcement and have openly told me that they wish that the federal government would go after someone who shoots a drone because it would set the precedent. And honestly, if you are a gun owner and you are a responsible gun owner, you shouldn't be shooting at things in the sky where you don't know where your bullets are going to land anyway, and that you shouldn't be discharging your firearm. I mean, look, okay, well, you just did your redo of concealed carry, right? And isn't one of the four rules like know what's in front, beside, and behind whatever you're going to shoot?
It is. Yeah, that's one of the four. Not to mention, don't shoot at something that you're not ready to destroy.
True.
Which, the reason I bring that up is when you're shooting at a drone, you don't know what's on the other side of that,
right? That's exactly why I brought that up.
Yeah, that's really, really important.
In the last two cases, both individuals were arrested. These last two cases both took place in Texas, and both times the shooters were arrested for discharging a firearm within city limits. So it is good. I appreciate the fact that law enforcement and local enforcement officers are going after people who are shooting drones, because if you have a brain and you think that someone is spying on you, I have a hard time seeing your logic in that, because the field of view is so damn wide on these drones. If we really wanted to figure out what you were doing, I would sit across the street, posted up in a truck with a 1,000-millimeter lens, and I would know everything I need to know about you.
Right.
That being said, did you see the recent case where a drone pilot was shot at by a neighbor on a real estate job, and the police went to go confront the man who had shot at the drone and found a large marijuana farm and drug manufacturing facility in this man's house?
Yeah, and so a couple things. Obviously, it
says a lot about you if you shoot at a drone, because
exactly. You
are clearly afraid of something much greater than that little drone.
Well, which just keeping quiet might be a better idea. I mean, you really got to, if you're in that position, I'm not speaking to that person, I suppose, but you really got to weigh whether or not it's worth actually bringing attention to yourself. That guy probably should not have. But part of the problem with there being no enforcement is it emboldens other people to do the same thing.
It does. And the drone slayer was that first case, essentially, mm-hmm. where, and that was against one of Drone U's members. I want to say it was David, right?
Dave Boggs.
Yeah, David Boggs.
Gosh,
yeah,
how do we
such a cool guy. Gosh, his Instagram is on fire, man. People could literally learn a thing or two from David
really?
Boggs. Yes. But the drone slayer did set the precedent in the ideology that it's okay to shoot at drones, which
right.
it is not, because there was a lot of false information that guy put out. He said that David Boggs was flying over his house, low over his pool, and that his teenage daughters were there, and everyone in the South was like, wow, this sounds like a perfect story that, yeah, I would shoot the drone too if my teenage daughters were out at the pool and this drone is just hovering over them. Well, thanks to things like science, we know that that was not true, because David Boggs' flight information showed him almost at 250 feet above the property. Number two, the drone slayer's daughters were in college and were not at home. And number three, the drone slayer did not have a pool. So
was there anything
in addition
that
to that, the
that
police report did clearly say that the drone slayer smelled of alcohol. So if you believe that man in any form or way, I question your logic. Now, that being said, since the drone slayer and David Boggs did decide to go after the drone slayer in federal court, but quickly ran across many problems because it is extremely expensive to have a case against the drone slayer. In addition to that, the community's response to support David Boggs was actually not very large, which was rather unfortunate, to say the least, because there are many, I'll say this, there are many federal agents, there are many students that we have, many law enforcement agencies, law enforcement officers that I've spoken to that have all pretty much been on the same page, which actually surprised me. And they said, you know, we want the feds to go after someone for shooting a drone because it will set the precedent. It'll make it a lot easier for
sure.
us. Anyone who owns a firearm knows you shouldn't be discharging it flagrantly like that. So this really doesn't show well to the gun community as a whole either. They're like, if anything, this is really hurting everyone on both sides of the industry.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody.
I agree 100%. I know that Vic wanted to do a podcast about this, and we have two students who recently have had their drone shot at and are suing those individuals. And I would say, guys, if you have anyone who is threatening to shoot your drone for whatever reason, this is really important when we talk about this in the Don't Crash course. Make sure that your video cache to screen is turned on if you're flying DJI, because then essentially the video feed from the drone will be saved to your phone in case anything happens. You have that evidence there. Because if the drone does stop recording mid-flight, depending on the drone that you have, it could kill the recording, or it'll just stop the recording and it won't be accessible. I know this because of at the NTSB training, trying to get a file after the drone had been incapacitated was rather difficult. So anyway.
But fun nonetheless.
Yes.
But that said, I suppose if Vic was on here with us, the question is,
does that federal law what?
Why did you do that?
I'll show you in a second, but what does that federal law do what? Finish your question.
What the heck?
Sorry.
Does that?
I got magic fingers. I totally just derailed his thought process too.
Does that federal law apply to drones? And the suggestion at this point, yes, but it hasn't been proven so in court.
Well, the answer is yes, because the FAA had to say drones are an aircraft, thus we must regulate them. So, you know, but for people to kind of put all that together.
But that connection hasn't been made.
Well,
in the legal system, right?
The legal system is saying we don't want to spend resources. I think someone even reached out to the DOJ about this, and it was just like, unless it's a bigger case, it's not really a big problem right now. And I'm not saying that I have seen written correspondence. I am not saying that at all. I just remember someone had reached out to DOJ asking about a clarification of this position, and it was not clear as far as the response that was retained. You know, I know that our resources are limited at multiple levels of federal investigation, but I think that this would be something that would be worth the time for our federal investigators, as it would vastly look, there are problems that are going on that I cannot talk about on this show that are affecting the scalability of drone operations because drones are being shot out of the sky. There are companies that do not want to talk about how their pilots have been shot at.
Yeah. I was just going to talk about that. Just generally speaking, this issue. I mean, take, for example, Amazon getting the go-ahead to do what they're trying to do, and yet people are still shooting drones down. Mm-hmm. I think the government's probably going to care a lot more because Amazon's going to be talking to them. There's a lot of things that could escalate this.
That's a very good point.
And they need to get it under control sooner rather than later.
Well, you know, it's funny too, because when you're shooting at a drone that is midair, you are causing a significant potential energy problem. For example, you shoot the battery. If the battery starts to light on fire and now you have a drone falling out of the sky that's now on fire, you have literally created a more dangerous position than anything that pretty much could have happened without your intervention as a drone shooter. Mm-hmm. So that being said, again, it just really goes to show fear-based decisions based on shooters that are not backed up by even people in the gun industry and gun lobbying. Frankly, maybe we should have just called the NRA and said, can you guys come out and put a position out on this?
Really?
Maybe some of your followers who are not using the full capacity of their brains would like to hear this. So in the nicest way possible of saying it. And I'm really trying to keep it low key because I know there are a couple members in this community that are just off the rails. And can you imagine how they would feel? Can you imagine someone pointing a gun at you because all you're doing is flying?
No, I can't. It's ridiculous.
And then you say, like, what would you do in that position? This would be a perfect show for John Quiñones. Seriously. By the way, we know him through the...
Wait, John Quiñones? Who's that?
For ABC, the show What Would You Do? Or maybe it's CBS.
Okay.
I don't remember. What Would You Do? This is a perfect example. Mm. Because there have been drone pilots in the community who have said, maybe now I will conceal carry.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, then see the fear, the fear here, and I want to hear what you have to say, but the fear here is that the problem is going to escalate until someone gets shot, and that's when the situation will actually be addressed. And I pray to God that does not happen.
I do too, certainly in a shooting that leads to death. I mean, obviously we don't want a shooting period at a person, but you're right. I think that could definitely be on its way because people are arming themselves to protect themselves, even though the idea is that the person is there to shoot the drone, not the person,
mm-hmm.
which...
But in the last two cases, the shooter did aim the gun at the pilot, which was also an additional charge.
Wow.
Threat with a deadly weapon.
Yeah. That's serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do. I mean, it's a scary situation.
But. I would say, I think a caution to drone pilots who are considering getting their concealed carry license, I would say look at a shooting taser instead of a firearm, because even the people who are making poor decisions to point a firearm at you oftentimes are not capable of the empathy necessary, meaning they're not capable of understanding that their decisions could affect their life forever. And you, as a smarter, more intellectual person, should understand that they don't deserve to have their life permanently altered because of a poor decision or poor perception of reality. And that's why I say, you know, I really caution people to go out and get their concealed carry a taser, and a shooting taser, right? It goes like 30, 40 feet, because you can correct the situation and lives don't have to be altered because of a difference in ideology. And I'm just a firm proponent that I don't think anyone's life, livelihood, or perception of livelihood should be threatened because of an ideology. Yet that's the world we live in, right?
Hear, hear. And absolutely. And even a taser, I mean, the best thing you can do is just stay calm and talk your way out of the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's so hard because I've had to do that before. Not there wasn't a firearm presented, but there was a physical altercation represented to me. And all I wanted to do was sit there and pull out my gun and point it in his face and be like, get out of here. Like, I don't care what you have to say. You are clearly not in a position or in an emotional position to be logical. You are being absolutely ridiculous in your thought process, mm-hmm. and you need to leave. And I didn't do that because I knew, and I actually used the Chris Voss method. I was like, you clearly have something else on your mind. What is it? Why are you doing this? And I had to get in their face right back and say, why are you doing this? And it's just, it's funny because people look back at you like they're not expecting you to react that way. And all you want to do is literally beat the out of someone. Like, you just want to literally pummel them into the ground. You want to let them know that you're right and they're wrong and they need to learn a lesson. And that is the worst, absolute worst thing that you could do. And as leaders in this industry, we cannot do that. We have to use our words and our intellect to get people off of their thrones, because the media environment that we live in is just entrenching people in these ideologies that just are zero-sum game. It's if this, then that. And that's not how the world works. The world is a very complex place. It is not a zero-sum game. If left is wrong, that does not mean right is right. And that if left is right, that doesn't mean that the right is wrong. Okay, we don't live in that world, right? We live in a world where when we use our intellect to communicate with people, at the end of the day, when you learn the hard truth of using your intellect over the emotional feeling of harming someone else, at the end of the day, even though it's super hard and you're going to question yourself, you did the right thing, and it'll promulgate to even more positive scenarios in your life as that emotional stress that you've gone through and then forced yourself to do the right thing will be easier the next time that you have to do it. And I say this because understanding what it's like to be in a position where you're being threatened just because you're literally flying a stupid little, what used to be considered a toy, around the airspace, you literally question, like, what the hell is going through your mind where you feel so threatened that you want to shoot me or the drone down? Like, what in your life has put you in that position? And that's why you have to force yourself to empathize with that person. Try to put yourself in their shoes. You know, this is where, you know, never split the difference goes down to life-threatening decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people don't understand like how important that is, right?
No, they don't. And there's a black swan going on in that person's life, right?
Exactly.
And you don't know what it is, but it's going to sound, I don't care how it sounds, bring back civility in how we handle these situations.
We are the greatest country in the world because we essentially enacted civility.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, you know, shooting drones down is something that's very close to the vest for many of us. And I think that many times law enforcement would be on your side as the drone pilot, especially since the FAA is the only one who regulates the airspace. They understand that. And I would say that, you know, they're after the safety of the community. So if someone is threatening you and the general safety of the community, the law is on your side. But I just have to reiterate how important it is to understand the importance and value of communications to get out of these situations and handle them appropriately at a later time.
Absolutely.
Because in some time in the future, someone's life will be threatened because they're flying a drone. And unfortunately, you know, I don't want to assume, but hopefully it won't become an escalated crisis that needs our attention. Hopefully we can, as a society, through the FAA, through DOJ, FBI, local enforcement officers, we have to make a stand that says you cannot shoot a drone. The bullet could go into another person's house and kill a child, and you would have never known. The bullet could literally hit someone else. It could hit the battery. It could cause a fire, and you just dropped the drone near a refinery, and now it's on fire. So you just burn down thousands of acres. It's like
nothing good will come from it.
Yeah, absolutely nothing good. Period. So anyone who's listening to this show who thinks that drone shooting is a good thing, just understand you have no legal rights for that ideology, and you're only hurting yourself and the community around you. And I ask, how does that help you in the long run with life?
Especially with when whatever it is most, well, I don't know if any of these people are listening, but especially if what you're worried about is not reality, right? I mean, it's all for naught to shoot a drone down because that drone is not doing 99.9% of the time what you think they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's just a waste.
And look, guys, we're not spying on you. You are so damn vain. Who gives a what you're doing in your living room. Okay, there's two cuss words we got to get out of there. All right? But seriously, guys, look, rednecks, I know you live out in the middle of nowhere because you want your space, and I get that. I kind of want to live out in the middle of nowhere, too.
I'm a redneck.
But look, guys, I'm not trying to spy on you, okay? All right, on that bombshell, it's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
And I'm a redneck.
From Alexandria, Virginia.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.